Nico Palermo, you were not the first one to design an SDR equipment, but you were the first one to succeed with Perseus. What is the difference between a regular communications receiver and an SDR equipment?
Basically, an SDR receiver is something which relies on software to perform some function which conventional, let me call it this way, did not in the software but with the hardware circuits. Software offers a lot of flexibility which hardware does not provide. I think that this is the basic difference and the most important one.
You developed the hardware as well, and you're updating the software all the time, but you did not really update the hardware. Is it so good?
Yes, this is the key factor, because if you design a good hardware, you can rely on it for years, and you can continue to upgrade its feature for years, while the hardware is always the same. I am an amateur radio, first of all, okay, so I've always loved radio. But I'm also an electronic engineer, and as an electronic engineer, I always designed hardware, both analog hardware and both digital hardware. I had the occasion many years ago, besides my experiments with amateur radio, to work to some acquisition boards I developed for nuclear application. And that was the first occasion I had to develop some a good acquisition platform. Then, since I am an amateur radio, my first idea was that of using that hardware, the hardware I developed for that application, also for making a good receiver. It was an experiment I made sometimes, I believe something like in 2004, something like that. It was the first serious experiments I did. Then when you are confident with the technology, okay, and you have the passion, then you can get good results.
What is the advantage for a broadcast listener to use an SDR equipment?
I think there are many of them. One of the first, probably the most appreciated at the beginning, was the possibility to record an entire band, as it happened for medium-wave short listeners, who wanted to record all the medium-wave band so that they could listen it in a second moment, maybe in the morning, okay? And this was one of the key features. The other one is that you hear what you see. You have a very good spectrum analyzer in which you see all the signals, and you have the choice to select one or the other one. And so you have all a band under your eyes. And this is a very nice feature for new radios.
And what is the benefit for an amateur radio operator?
I think almost the same, because in the amateur bands, once you need to close your eyes and to rotate your tuning knob, so you were blind. You use just your ears. Now, you don't use just your ears, but you use your eyes. You see your eyes, you see the signals on the band. You see a CW signal, you see an SSB signal, and this is very important, even maybe in an activity like a contester.
Can I decode a CW signal? Can I see on the band, this is Italy 4 ABC?
Okay, some skill is required. I try to do it. It is not very easy. It requires some expertise, but it can be done.
Here at Friedrichshafen at the Hamvention, you present the good old hardware with a software update. Are there any new features?
Okay, I recently published a new software version which has some new features. One of them is a very good noise blanketing example. And I've worked a lot to improve the software under several aspects. Not just, I prefer to take care of the most demanding digital signal processing aspects, but they are not all. Sometimes you need to make improvements also in the graphical user interface. The new software I developed really recently, and which will be consolidated in weeks, contains such modification, both in the digital signal processing and both in the graphical user interface.
You have the reputation of being an extremely skilled chap, but you do it only your way. And people are waiting and waiting and waiting. How comes?
It's really difficult. Micro Telecom is a small company, and they have to cope with requests which come from all over the world. So it is not always so easy to make everybody happy. There are improvements. We are still at the beginning, I believe, with the SDR. So there are many requirements coming from different users. The most skilled ones progresses in digital signal processing. Other ones progresses in the graphical user interfaces. So I have to cope with really many, many, many requests. And it is not always so easy to cope with all of them.
There's a new product on your stand, Gemini. What does it stand for?
Gemini, you know, it's a mythological figure made by two brothers, okay? Gemini is just a dual-channel receiver, two completely independent channels that can be used on the same frequency or not, maybe listening on two different bands. Anyway, one of the most interesting application is using the two channels on the same frequencies to do what we amateurs seldom did in the past. That's to say, coping with interferences with noise nulling in preferred direction. So new opportunities open with, let me say, quite simple means now. Gemini also extend the frequency coverage of Perseus, which was just an HF receiver, while Gemini has been thought to extend a lot the frequency range of Perseus up to VHF and up to 170 MHz or so.
And when will it be available?
It probably will be available in autumn, let me say October or so. I'm working completing the development and the laboratory tests and hope to complete them before the summer holidays so that everybody will be ready for October.
I was talking to Nico Palermo, Italy Victor 3 November Whiskey Victor, and I'm Oscar Echo 1 Whiskey Hotel Charlie, Wolf Haran from the Documentary Archives Radio Communications in Vienna.